Some content in the following program has paid consideration or is sponsored by a particular business.
It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Well, let's see if we can fulfill that intro. Thank you, Tina. Good morning, everybody. Nice to have you with us this morning on this December the 16th already. Only three more shows for the end of the year. Mike Kanegi, Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Executive Director, going to be here right off to talk about the upcoming boat shows. And we're going to talk with the National Marine Manufacturers Association's David Dickerson about wake surfing. Some news for you wake surfers and wakeboarders out there. Rochelle Pennington has been a great author, and she's written a book about the Christmas tree ship with some new information that we'd never heard before. So we're going to have Rochelle on with us. And then we're going to talk with Mark McDonald from One Source Services, Dave Leto from Marine Max to wrap up the program today. As you heard at the beginning, some of our sponsors include Boat US, been with us since the very first of our programming, way back 7 years. The Boat US folks, it's a resource for savings and service and representation since 1966. They do offer you a lot of things as a boater, along with towing services, trailering assistance, representation on Capitol Hill, boat financing. There's some theft rewards, some great publications, including Boat US Magazine, Seaworthy Magazine, and, of course, some boat graphics and consumer protection all along the way, online boating safety courses. And there really is no other organization that has more collective knowledge about boating, which means you have someone to turn to for advice on boating and maintenance, equipment repairs and requirements, and safety. We offer you the opportunity to join Boat US by clicking the link on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. You can also sign up right there for the towing services, on the water towing right here at Lake of the Ozarks with Captain Dave Anderson, Captain Charlie Meyer. I just urge you to give them a call. They can sign you up right over the telephone. 216-4701 is the number, 573 first. 216-4701, or you can go on their website, laketow.blogspot.com. I have links for both Boat US and Towboat US on my website. As 2017 draws to a close, it's time to get together with Mike Kanegi, the Executive Director of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, and talk a little bit about boat shows coming up just ahead of us. It's going to be here before we know it.
Right around the corner, Bob. Right after Christmas, we get shaking it out.
Man, I'll tell you. A couple of years ago, we had the Overland Park Boat Show move up on everybody, and there was a great concern about it being so early, and, you know, it's too close to the holidays, but what happened?
We ended up having a very good show. Attendance was actually up over the previous year. We moved, the dealers tell me they moved a lot of boats. So, you know, it's still a concern this year because anytime we get away from our comfort area and that. But I think the way the season and all the industry's going and the hype up and ready to go for the 18, I think we're going to be just fine. We're going to have a wonderful boat show up at Overland Park.
I want to, you know, educate our listeners and me, too, a little bit about the history of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. I know I sprung this on you, but tell us what you know about kind of how this group got together and formed.
Well, there'd be some holes in here, Bob, but I mean, the overall framework. Randy Kelly from Kelly's Port is probably the biggest impetus of getting it started, and it started around 1980. With Randy and Dennis Mawson and number of the dealers around there at that time. Many of the dealers you see on those original documents are no longer around. But Randy really pushed it and got them together. And I think it's around 86 is when they actually incorporated the Lake Ozark Marine Dealers Association, became an official recognized corporation, and really got going. They did some boat shows in between that. But really, at the late 80s, when they got kicked off and started doing more organized boat shows, and, you know, they used to go up to Overland Park area. They did it in a parking lot up there. They did parking lot events down here, started the in-water shows, and then we just kind of finally morphed into boat shows we have now. 5 years ago, we brought on St. Charles Show to kind of complement our selection. We used to do the Easter boat show. We kind of got off of that. That morphed into the April boat show. the September Clarence show. You know, it's kind of, we've had it at various places, but we kind of settled in over at Captain Ron's. And again, like 5 years ago, the team wanted to take what they've done in Overland Park and that success and do what we say we do at Overland Park, and but do it in the St. Louis Metro. So we just moved the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers into St. Louis, St. Charles Convention Center, and that show has continued to grow. I foresee good things out of that show. As our other shows, as the economy, the interest in boating continues to grow, we are always looking for more space. You know, we're at that place where any show I have, I have more people wanting to display and get in than I have space to make available.
Well, that's a good position to be in for the association, at least, and for our boating community and those that want to join us. You know, Randy Kelly, I'm not sure that we give him enough credit. You know, his marina burned down up there in the Gravelway.
Yeah.
What year was that? Do you recall? I was trying to think.
I don't recall. You asked me that question. I remember it, but I can't put a date on it, and I'd hate to have, you know, give a wrong one out. But, boy, they got some beautiful pictures over their place. I say beautiful of a bad situation, but it really brings back, hit that home. So.
You know, he could have given up right then.
Yes.
And said, that's it. You know, I'm done. Yeah. I'm out of here and gone back to Kansas City. But he didn't.
Randy's not that way.
Yeah.
Randy gets up moving, and he gets it going. And he pulled and pushed and prodded to the association to get going. You know, and they brought Mike Atkinson on there, you know, out from a sales position at one of the dealerships, and kind of morphed that into the job I have now. So I'm always appreciative of Randy and Mike for kind of setting that precedent to allow me to be here on the air with you and have some fun.
Absolutely. Now, you were sort of parallel to this group with the Lake West Chamber. What were those dates?
Let's see, I was at the Chamber two different times, from 86 to 2001, and then I came back in 04. And I'm getting ready to start my fifth year with the association. I kind of had a little lag over there, but up until, 2013-ish, 2014-ish, I was with the Chamber over there. Had a great time, great group of people. Always loved working with those members and you know, the west side and the whole lake area. And, you know, between the Camdenton Chamber and Lake Area Chamber over here, we got working together, and along with the CVB, and did a lot of things jointly. I see many of those things have continued, you know, the joint business after hours, just various things that we started back in those times that still going on. So that makes me a little happy and proud.
Absolutely. Well, let's focus a little attention on the boat shows coming up. Jan 4 is the opening of the Overland Park Boat Show for 2018.
Sure is. That Thursday, January 4th, 3 o'clock, we will be spit, shined, and polished and ready for all the public to come in and see all the new 2018 boats and all the other accessories with our booth and associate members there. We'll have Overland Park Convention Center filled to the brim. Like I said, we stick them every place we can find them and get more and more stuff in there. And everybody's telling me they're bringing all the new stuff up and the cool stuff up. So it's going to be a great show January 4th through the 7th.
All right. Then we move out to St. Charles, which you were talking about.
Yep. A few weeks later, on March 8th through the 11th, we're over at the St. Charles Convention Center there at St. Charles, Missouri, in the St. Louis metro area. That show, as I said earlier, Bob, just continues to grow. It's a beautiful facility. Everybody loves it. It's got a little bit different. It's got two levels. So, you know, we work hard on getting the good flow through everybody so everybody can see the people. And it's a wonderful show, beautiful place, and we'll continue to see success over there.
You mentioned the Easter weekend boat show, which was at Tantara for a long time.
Yes, it started up Tantara for years. Uh-huh.
And then we kind of moved the dates a little bit later to give more people a chance, I guess, to come, and move to Dog Days. So we're back there again this year,
yep.
April the 20th?
20th through the 22nd. Mm-hmm. That Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll be down at Dog Days. They've made some improvements last year that was able to take advantage of some of it and expanded, got a few more people in, and I'm going to be able to squeeze a couple more booths in this year.
Ooh.
They added a dock 2 years ago, so I've got all their docks filled again, adding some more associate members or full members up on 10x10 booth spaces. So it'll be full, and it's a beautiful facility. The Barrett Boys have done a great job there, and we always look forward to that one. It's kind of, we're on the water, we're at our in our element when we get on the water. Absolutely. So we're always looking forward to that show and kind of kick off the season.
Really good. All right, for more information, website?
LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. You can check it out, and I'll take you to any one of our great dealers that we have out there and our associate members, and contact information for me is on there, email and phone number.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. See you Jan 4.
Yeah, same back to you, Bob. We look forward to it and wish all the listeners a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year's.
Jumpstart the new year by getting your business in front of hundreds of potential customers at the 2018 Home Business and Lake Living Expo, February 23rd and 4th at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. In just one weekend, you can increase your customer base and showcase your products and services while networking with fellow businesses. Reserve your space today. Booth space still available, but act quickly. To get your business registered, contact the Camdenton Chamber of Commerce at 346-2227. Or for an application and floor plan, go to camdentonchamber.com.
Next up on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, we're going to be talking with David Dickerson from the NMMA about some new wakeboarding and wake surfing rules. That's next as we continue on News Talk KRMS.
Boring and overpriced. That's what you can expect these days from 99% of the watch brands out there. And the worst part is you blend in. You look like everyone else. Well, no way. Not me. And I hope that's not you either. That's why when I look to step up my game and stand out, I turn to Vincero. And who knew? It turns out a nice watch doesn't have to cost you a fortune. You'll immediately see why when you visit Vincero's website. Seriously, check out this brand, like now. Watches that look and feel like this typically retail for over $500, while Vincero watches start at a little over $100. I've been wearing the Vincero Chrono S, and I chose one with a distinctive blue face. It is the watch for me. And on top of all that, you can shop safely knowing that Vincero has over 5,000 five-star reviews, offer free first-class shipping, and have a 2-year warranty. Go check them out. Don't just get a watch, get the watch. Visit getthewatch.net today to see Vincero's stunning collection. And if you use the promo code BOAT, you will get a 15% discount. Go to getthewatch.net and use code BOAT. Vincero also has a great collection of women's watches, and if you're a last-minute shopper, don't worry. Expedited shipping is available. Get a Vincero today. Visit getthewatch.net. That's getthewatch.net.
Busy show today. We have lined up for you on the Boat U.S. guest line. Rochelle Pennington wrote some great books, one of them about the Christmas tree ship. We'll learn some details we didn't know. One Source Services' Mark McDonald from Rockworks will be here later, and Dave Leto from Remax as well, right here on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. But we're going to learn about wakeboarding. Some news for you wakeboarders coming up next. Screen Printing and More, formerly Show Me Shirts and Midwest Screen Printing, is now open. It's called Printed Inklings. New owner is Kelsey Jackson. They just moved into their new location, and it's much bigger and much better. They're faster getting that screen printing done, embroidery work, maybe designing or freshening up your logos. Sports teams, business dress shirts, golf teams, got to have those logos on there. Check them out in Camdenton, Highway 54, across from McDonald's, right there at the corner of 54 Highway and Grant Avenue. Call Kelsey at 573-692-5217, or you can find him on Facebook. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Thanks for joining us here on a Saturday morning. And today we're going to talk with a gentleman who we've had on the show before, but it's been a while. David Dickerson is the Vice President of the National Marine Manufacturers Association State Government Relations, and also a second hat. He wears the Executive Director hat of the Personal Watercraft Industry Association. David, it's great to have you back on the show. Good morning.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I saw a news article recently, actually one of your newsletters from the NMMA, and was talking about some new legislation that and new regulations, I guess, that are in place in Pennsylvania in regards to wake surfing boats. So tell me what you got to just set up what happened there in Pennsylvania.
Sure. A number of years ago, the state passed a law that said no wake surfing behind an outboard engine, no wake boarding behind an inboard outboard or stern drive engine, limiting it jet drive, and limiting it to direct drive boats, which people would think of as those that are dedicated to tow sports. The propeller is well underneath the back of the engine and back of the transom. So we have seen in the industry some new innovations that make that rule, which is a great rule and was a superb safety measure mm-hmm. at the time, a bit obsolete. So we approached the state of Pennsylvania, ourselves, as well as the Water Sports Industry Association, and said, is there a way that we can amend this to make room for these new propulsion systems and new arrangements? The newest change is something called forward drive. It's made by Volvo Penta, and forward drive has the propeller underneath the transom, and rather than pushing water, it pulls water. It's a new way of looking at moving a boat.
Safety is obviously the driving force kind of behind this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It is. And so we said, look at the design. There isn't a way for a wake surfer to fall into the prop, which is why that original regulation was created. It is forward of the transom, and on top of that, these towboats all have swim platforms. So you're also pushed further back away from the stern of the boat, even though the sport itself is done very close to the stern. But if you extend the stern with the platform and then on top of that have the propeller forward of the transom, you have a safe situation. The state of Pennsylvania said sure. They understood the change.
The proliferation of these kinds of boats and the way they're designed to create wake for wake surfing and wakeboarding, and for skiing, I guess, too. You want to have a little bit of action back there when you're doing that. But the proliferation of these things and the amount of sales that are going on all across the country is pretty phenomenal. So there's a educational aspect of this whole thing, too, isn't there?
There is. And the sport is taken off because not only is it incredibly fun and fairly easy to do for someone with reasonable balance, but it's also done at a very slow speed. Comparatively, so if you fall, it's essentially like going off a diving board. You know, you don't have any trauma to your body as you would like if you were water skiing quickly on a slalom where you roll across the water. This is one where you kind of dive in, and that makes it very friendly and fun. So it has become the fastest growing of the tow sports, and the boat sales have grown. In addition to that, the number of brands who are offering a wakeboard boat has increased quite a bit. I think there may be as many as 15 brands that are offering a version, that some of which use the forward drive system, and some are jet boats. Some are using the jet boat, for instance, would use perhaps a mechanical means of dipping the stern, one corner of the stern in order to create a wake.
Mm-hmm. The wake is obviously a problem for some lakes and that around the country. I know ours is one that we've had some wake issues here, and it continues to pop up every once in a while. So educating the drivers of these wakeboard boats is real important too, is not?
It is, and the industry is looking very hard at ways, and not looking, but is implementing ways that we can be proactive. We know that the force and the wave itself dissipates very quickly. If you are too close to shore, if you're near an anchored vessel, you should be at least 150 feet away. And in that amount of time, that large wake surfing wake has dissipated to the extent that's not much different than a typical boat going by. So we believe that with good education of the boat operator, we can really reduce the incidence of concern, and that would include not only moving well away from shore, but also letting that user know that, unlike when you're pulling a water skier where you're looking for that very flat, glassy water in wake surfing, the deeper the water, the better the wave, and also that it can tolerate quite a bit more chop would be one way to look at it. I guess a little bit rougher water, because you're riding the wave itself. You're not riding an undisturbed part of the water. So if we can get people to understand that they can improve their sport by getting farther away from shore, we're going to move a long way toward staying ahead of this. And it's interesting to note, we are talking literally this week about a very broad and extensive education program. Our belief is that the only way that a lake, a group of lakefront property owners or state officials or others will perceive us as being sincere is if we actually are sincere. And so that's what our plans are from at this point going forward. The educational materials, a number of them have been produced. What we're working on now is a way to get those materials in the right hands, and that would be to work through dealers and owners and builders and engine builders, everyone we can think of. Mm-hmm. So that website that has the materials on it is WSIA.net. You'll find there really some fun educational materials that we hope will really take hold among users.
Well, education before legislation is kind of what we are talking about out here, and I know that around the country it's the same way. If we can educate the drivers and that to observe these, 100-foot, 150-foot rules and get out in the middle of the channels instead of in the coves, that would make a lot of people happy, I'm sure. The other thing, too, is, David, we've got, I know of at least two trainers here at Lake of the Ozarks that do training for wakeboards, and I think they're very sensitive to those 150-foot rules as well. So pretty good information. You've got some good videos on that website. I've seen one I know that's been floating around recently that addresses that. Watch out. Don't go too close to boats. Don't go too close to docks and shorelines and that. So very good information.
There's two of them. One is an actual video with people in it. The other is done with animation. And the animation's title is Don't Be a Jerk, which I think really nails it. Be respectful.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
Yeah. I've actually heard a couple of boaters in a cove this summer that yelled that out at somebody who was too close. So don't be a jerk. Well, David, appreciate it very much and continued success working on these kind of things. David Dickerson, our guest from the National Marine Manufacturers Association and Executive Director,
Water Sports Industry Association.
WSIA.net is the website you mentioned. Thanks again. Do appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks so much.
Soar into 2018 with Ameren Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks Eagle Days, January 6th and 7th. Live Eagle presentations will be at School of the Osage Heritage Building and Osage National. Viewing opportunities will be at Wilmore Lodge and the Osage River Access with master naturalists on hand and aboard the Celebration Cruises Nature Cruise from Bagnell Dam. For the full schedule and to learn more about this free event, visit lakeoftheozarkseagledays.com. Sponsored in part by Above and Beyond Roofing, Adair's Animal Nuisance Trapping, Central Bank Lake of the Ozarks, and Tri-County Lodging Association.
Rochelle Pennington is our guest talking about the Chicago Christmas Tree Ship. Some new information for you from Rochelle. Coming up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're also going to learn some more about the new One Source services. And we're going to talk to Marine Max about upcoming boat shows, too. All that in the moments ahead as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show plows ahead here on this Saturday morning. On News Talk, KRMS, News Talk, Sports and Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Looking for luxury accommodation in Mallorca, but don't want to pay high summer prices? Well, Mallorcan Tonic, the low-season luxury hotel booking website, is here to help. We can save you hundreds of euros on your hotel choice, making sure you enjoy exceptional accommodation at a fraction of the summer rates. In addition, each of our hand-picked hotels offers tempting low-season incentives, including further discounts, room upgrades, and complimentary cava on arrival. Whether you choose the buzz of Palma, cool coastal views, or the magnetism of the mountains, we have a hotel to suit you. You can also book our favourite restaurants, from local eateries to Michelin stars, each offering a free glass of cava. And there's lots of helpful hints about what to do during your visit. So So if you're missing your sunshine fix and want to beat the winter blues, then click on MallorcanTonic.com and let us find you your dream hotel and save you money.
A fisherman found his wallet. His wallet? Captain Schuneman from the Chicago Christmas Tree Ship. Rochelle Pennington is an author, and she's got some additional information about this great story that we've been unfolding over the last few weeks, the Chicago Christmas Tree Ship story. Our program brought to you in part today, as always, from our folks at Marine Max. They've been a sponsor of the program since the very beginning, and we sure thank them. We've got a great partnership. I want to invite you to the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Overland Park Boat Show to see the Marine Max display. They've got the Sea Ray boats there. They'll have the Harris pontoons, the Nautique ski boats, and the Boston Whalers. And you'll get to meet the staff. You'll see the sales department there, but the administration's there as well. And it's a great opportunity to really get to know the boats, get to know the folks, and get to know what's available for you at the Marine Max location right here at Lake of the Ozarks. For more information, go to their website, which is marinemax.com. A little later on in the program, we're going to be hearing about the Harris pontoons from Dave Leto, sales manager at the Osage Beach Marine Max store.
Well, we search the rivers and lakes and oceans of this world for great stories, and this morning we're pleased to have with us an award-winning newspaper columnist and best-selling author of several books, including one about the historic Christmas tree ship. Rochelle Pennington is with us this morning via the Boat U.S. guest line, and good morning to you, Rochelle.
Good morning, Captain Bob. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning to you. Well, Rochelle, I look for things and I see a story about the book that you wrote about the historic Christmas tree ship. But first, tell me a little bit about Rochelle.
I am an author and newspaper columnist, speaker as well. I primarily these days focus on my speaking presentations. I enjoy dearly going around and sharing the stories not only of the Great Lakes but also of just history in general. So I do have three nautical programs. One centers on the Edmund Fitzgerald, another centers on the Christmas tree ship, and a third program focusing on Captain Ernest Shackleton, Sir Ernest Shackleton, Commander Shackleton, and his ship, the Endurance.
You do get around. I see here in your information on your website, you do about 150 events a year. That's quite a bit of travel, isn't it?
Yes, I'm on the scoot. I keep moving.
Yeah, very good. Well, the Chicago Christmas tree ship story caught my attention several years ago, and it's a story about Captain Herman Schuneman and his Christmas tree ship, where they would go up and bring Christmas trees back to needy families. They would sell them very, very cheaply on the shores there of Lake Michigan and Chicago. And then a tragic thing happened. So why don't we pick up the story right there and you can kind of bring us up to date.
Captain Herman Schuneman would bring the trees to the city of Chicago each and every Christmas. He did this for about a quarter of a century, from the 1880s until the year 1912, and during that time, he acquired a very special nickname, because not only did he sell trees, he was a merchant, but he additionally gave so many away free to poor people, churches, and orphanages. Well, in 1912, the captain was coming down Lake Michigan. His ship was fully loaded with Christmas trees, and sadly, tragically, the ship went down, and every man on board was lost. But it really was what happened next that cemented the story into history. It is why we are talking about it right now at this moment. And what happened was this. The captain's wife, Barbara, and the three daughters, Elsie was the oldest, and Pearlie and Hazel were the twins, they said, "We are going to carry on." What was extraordinary about this certainly was the year. In 1912, women didn't even have the right to vote. So here you had these strong women shouldering up and doing a man's work in a man's world. Barbara was famously quoted in 1912 as saying this. She said, "The ship is gone, the captain is gone, and her crew is gone, but Christmas will find the survivors still on deck. Everyone knows where to find us." She was a woman full of soul, and she was also quoted as saying this: as long as I have breath in me, Chicago will have her trees, as long as the Schunemans last. Barbara, the captain's bride, carried on for more than 20 years. She passed away of old age in 1933.
The U.S. Coast Guard and several different organizations down in Chicago revived this story, if you will, and this event, and have been carrying on for many years. The ship has been found, is that right?
Correct. It took a long time to locate the vessel. The vessel was not found until the year 1971. So this wreck remained the greatest mystery of the Great Lakes for 59 long years. It took an especially long time to locate the ship because of the depth the vessel had settled at. At this depth, nearly 200 feet beneath the surface of Lake Michigan, you needed to be what was called a technical diver. You could not just dive down with straight air in your tanks. You needed mixed gases to protect you from that crushing pressure. So the ship was located in 1971. The man who found the ship was a man from Milwaukee, Kent Bell Richard. He had a nickname also, just like the captain. And Kent's nickname back then, remember it's 1971, was the Jacques Cousteau of the Great Lakes.
Oh, yeah.
good old Jacques was on television every Saturday night back then. Captain Bob, the most interesting thing, at least to me, concerning the ship was this. When Kent located the ship, believe it or not, all of the trees still had needles on, and the needles were, as Kent tells the story, as green as grass back then. And this was due to the temperature at the bottom of Lake Michigan at this depth. The temperature year-round, January or July, would be 38 to 42 degrees.
Wow. Well, that's the perseverance of that, of the diver to make sure he goes down and finds what's there and then reporting on it. That's just an amazing part of the story. You know, I have mixed feelings, and some people do too, about whether or not people should be diving down and retrieving things from, for instance, the captain's Schunemann's ship, or from the Edmund Fitzgerald, or any ship that sinks, the Titanic. A lot of people are talking about going down and retrieving things from there. What do you hear from people around the country when you talk about this? Do people agree that we ought to go down and get historical artifacts, or leave well enough alone?
It is, as you say, Captain Bob. Opinions are divided. Many people, believe that a shipwreck site is a resting place, a grave, if you will, and that that grave should remain undisturbed. Other people see the value in raising the history from the ships. There have been many artifacts raised from the Christmas tree ship. All of the artifacts were raised legally in the 1970s. We have hundreds of artifacts. However, you are no longer able to remove anything from the waters. The laws have been changed, and it is now illegal to take something from a shipwreck scene. If you do, you risk going to jail. So my favorite artifacts from the ship came up by themselves. Do I have time for a quick story?
Absolutely.
Okay, my favorite artifact of all came up in 1924, 12 years after the ship went under. Fishermen, commercial fishermen from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, brought the fishing nets in for the day. The day's work was done. The nets were stretched out across the beach. The fishermen started to walk along the nets and kick seaweed lodged in the loops. Well, suddenly someone kicked something, and it wasn't seaweed. This is a true story. It really happened. It was a waterproof sailor's pack. The sailor's pack was made out of leather. It was actually made out of whale skin. It was all oiled up to repel the water. Sailors used to use these packs to preserve their most precious belongings. Well, when the pack was opened, the pack had done its job. Everything inside was perfectly dry, protected, almost as if what had been put there had been put in 12 minutes ago, not 12 years ago. And what was found was a wallet. And when the wallet was opened, inside was Captain Schuneman's personal business card. Also in the wallet, folded up newspaper clippings. I mean, the captain used to cut his picture out of the newspaper, cut the stories about his famed voyages. He would cut the picture of his ship out of the newspaper and carry these around in his hip pocket. So when the wallet was found, it was turned over to Barbara.
Isn't that something?
This is a true story. The wallet of Captain Santa was found by a commercial fisherman, as I mentioned, and the name of his boat was the Reindeer. So the captain of the Reindeer found Captain Santa's wallet in April of 1924.
RochellePenningtonBooks.com. Rochelle, thank you so much. We're going to have you back to talk about the Edmund Fitzgerald maybe in a week or so. Break time on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS. Be right back.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
You deserve a home like this to spend Christmas in. It's a beaut, Clark. It's a beaut.
And welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Just a few days, we're counting them down to Christmas. And welcome into the program. One Source Services' Mark McDonald will be with us in just a moment, along with Marine Max's Dave Leto. And we're going to be talking about Harris Pontoon Boats and also the upcoming boat show. Our show is live streaming audio on krmsradio.com. You'll also find us on boatradio.net later. The Smart Plug is our sponsor. 20 times more electrical contact than the older twist-type connectors that most of us had. Multi-point locking system. One way in and one way out. I mean, it's just amazing how this thing works. Solid sleeve construction and a triple waterproof seal. The Smart Plug is a revolutionary shore power system designed to replace the outdated and problematic twist-type designs in use today, since we've all been using them since 1938. It's about time. A snap is better than a twist. SmartPlug.com. You can find more information and a video on my website, bobsnowakezone.com.
Well, we're going to introduce you to another division of One Source Services this morning. And our guest is Mark McDonald from Rockworks. And Mark, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
There's a lot of things that have changed recently in regards to Rockworks and the formation of the new company. So kind of explain to our listeners kind of what's happened here in the last couple of months.
Yes, we were purchased by One Source Services. Pretty exciting deal because, yes, we've been in the Rockworks. We've done a lot of riprap and the natural quarried stone retaining walls, etc. With the act of One Source Services buying us, that really opens up a lot of areas that we can service the lake.
All right, so we're talking about riprap, which is really important, and we're going to talk some detail about that. But we're also going to talk about retaining walls for the use in seawalls and also for just regular retaining walls around your property. So explain this new system, I guess, that you guys are implementing here around the lake.
Sure. Marty with One Source Service, the owner of One Source Services, has a system called Big Block. It's an interlocking block. It's a lot quicker, a lot more substantial.
Is this process, you said it was quicker, start to finish, obviously you have to do the permitting and all that. Is that something that you guys handle?
Yes, and all of our companies, we do handle the permitting.
Let's talk about the process that somebody would go through if they're thinking right now they need to improve or make something better as far as their seawall, retaining wall, or riprap, and I know Ameren loves riprap. what's the process that you guys would go through from, you know, sort of going out and inspecting the property
sure.
first?
I'll get a phone call from somebody that is interested in the product. I'll go survey their job, and I'll tell them, you know, sometimes they don't need riprap right now. There's been some situations where they don't need riprap at all. If that footing is undercut, and especially if it starts caving in behind that seawall, they're in trouble. And at some point in time, it's just going to fall into the lake.
If riprap is something that you recommend, or the customer says, hey, I want to add some riprap here to my seawall, to my property lines, what's kind of the process, and what are the benefits to adding that riprap to your dock and to your seawall area?
Typically, I'll get a call from a customer. I'll go out and survey the job. I'll prepare a quote for them. And after they agree to it, to the quote, then I'll file the permit with Ameren. Takes Ameren usually 4 to 6 weeks because they physically go out and check every job ahead of time. And so it typically takes them 4 to 6 weeks to issue the permit. And at that point in time, once we get the permit back, we schedule the work and do the work.
Are you on timelines based on the drawdown to the lake? Are you on a timeline for riprap that you would be for putting in the retaining walls, or is it pretty much any time?
It's any time. We work year-round. The only time that we've ever shut down was when the lake or a cove froze solid.
Another advantage to riprap is, you know, our lake is known for having a bathtub effect. You know, it hits the seawall on one side of the cove or the channel, and then it rolls back the other direction, and then it hits over there, and it just keeps going. So we get those rollers, and, you know, it just becomes incredibly rough. Back in a cove, you sort of get that same issue with the waves coming in, rolling past your dock, hitting the seawall, rolling back out. Riprap can aid in that, can it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and that is a strange phenomenon. I know you've been down here long enough and you've seen it, but I can stand in a cove that's calm, and I'm standing on the shoreline, and one second my feet are dry, and the next second I'm 8 inches of water. I mean, it's just constantly moving like that. That's one of the benefits that people don't realize is, and that's one of the reasons Ameren likes riprap so much, is the fact that if you watch your seawall, if you're in a busy area, a wave's going to hit it, and you get about a 60 to 70% reflection off that seawall back into the lake, and that means going back through your boat dock. And so when you have a situation where it's hit the seawall, bounces off, comes back through this into the lake, meets another wave right at your boat dock, you get a compounded problem with that wave.
That cracking sound is not good, yeah.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just not normal. I mean, it's not a harmonic wave, and so, yeah, it causes problems with the dock.
Now, RockWorks, under the umbrella of One Source Services, the solution here at the lake, one call gets you right to everybody, not only RockWorks, but Hydrohoist Boat Lifts, the brand new Wahoo Docks, which we're going to talk some more about soon. And so give us the contact information to get a hold of you, Mark.
Yes, you can call the office number, which is 573-502-9350, or you can call me direct on my cell phone at any time, 573-280-7654.
All right, we're going to continue our series with Marine Max talking about the upcoming January 4th boat show at Overland Park, part of the Marine Dealers Association show series this year. Dave Leto's with us here at the, I keep calling it the highway store, and that's kind of what everybody's always called it, but you really can't say it's a highway store anymore. So what do you call it?
Actually, we call it the highway store. The official designation for Marine Max purposes is MCP. I have no idea what that means, so I always kind of default back to the highway store.
Satellite location.
That's a good one.
Satellite location. Right across from the outlet mall.
Or the real location, if you want to look at it that way.
Okay. All right, we can do that. We're going to talk about the Harris line of boats and kind of fill everybody in on what's new and why these things are selling like crazy, but you still have a good stock and more coming in.
We do. We actually sold out of last year's models very early in the season. The Tritune popularity on this lake has just been exponential, And so we did sell out of last year's models. The 18s are here. They have arrived. And
you know, the Harris line, they did some design work based on the water conditions at Lake of the Ozarks. So that was sort of engineered into their designs, right?
Harris is a sort of a pontoon pioneer as far as the industry is concerned. They celebrated their 60th anniversary just last year. But one of the nice things about them is how they are adapting to Lake of the Ozarks. Pontoons really weren't initially designed for a lake like ours with the rough water that we experience. And Harris has taken what they've learned over 60 years and is evolving their pontoon and making changes every year to adapt to our unique lake characteristics, mainly the rough water. Harris is taking it one further, and they are developing an entirely new re-engineered pontoon structure, and they are beefing that up again this year.
You know, if you're driving the boat, it's easy to drive, very luxurious now. The floor coverings have changed some, and just really a really decent tritoon or pontoon for the lake.
They are. When you move to a Harris pontoon boat, you're not giving up anything in the way of quality or luxury in the boats. As a matter of fact, I think in a lot of areas we're seeing pontoons sticking their head up and above most of the fiberglass boats now with the options that are available. I think the day is gone when we'll ever see carpet in a boat again. Why it's taken this long, I don't know why. With all the different offerings from wovens to different kinds of vinyls to even some engineered wood-like products, they are really stepping it up.
All right. So as we prepare for the opening of the boat show season, January 4th, opening at Overland Park Convention Center, you still have time if you're interested and if you're ready to buy. You can buy now at the satellite store.
Absolutely. All of our boats and that are here, that are in stock now, or even if you're ordering one, we can implement boat show pricing today. I would actually highly recommend doing so. And by placing your order now, you get ahead of the deal as far as being in line to order a boat. Or even now, we're seeing a lot of them buying our stock boats from this lake and shipping them out to Florida. So Now is the best time to find the best selection.
All right. So, Dave, tell us where you're located and contact information for you.
Our contact information, our phone number is area code 573-348-1299, and our address is 4543 Osage Beach Parkway, right across from the Outlet Mall.
Hope you'll come back next week. See you then. Have a good
one. From our crew to yours, everyone at Bob's No Wake Zone Radio Show wishes you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Boating New Year.